Throughout most of Spanish history, and particularly in the Middle Ages when bloodlines determined who would rule, the birth of a prince or princess in Castile was a cause for national jubilation. The child's arrival was breathlessly anticipated and often intimately observed by the nation's highest-ranking families, who competed for the right to attend the delivery. Street festivals were orchestrated, gifts were exchanged, the child's baptism was a particularly reverent celebration. But when Isabella, the daughter of King Juan II, arrived in this world in late April 1451, this was not the case. Castile already had a male heir, Isabella's older half-brother Enrique, born to Juan's first wife, and the line of succession seemed set. Prince Enrique was 26, married, and already had a court of his own. Enrique's children, when they came along, would presumably rule when Enrique died. Isabella's own mother, who was 23 years old, was Juan's second wife, and King Juan had not been there when the baby was delivered. Isabella was born on a Thursday afternoon in a small alcove of an airless second-floor bedroom in an unprepossessing brick palace built around a Roman-style central patio. There was not even a fireplace in the room. A smoky coal brazier supplied the only heat. The birth occurred in Madrigal de las Altas Torres, an out-of-the-way farm town in the north-central part of the Iberian Peninsula, in a place where the men of the family frequently stashed unwanted female relatives. Just a few thousand residents lived there, huddled behind walls that protected them from attack. The baby's mother, Juan's wife, was Isabel of Portugal, and her mother, in turn, was Isabel of Barcelos, also from Portugal, and so the baby was named Isabel, or Isabella, after her mother and grandmother. Isabel, in its Spanish and Portuguese forms, or anglicized as Isabella. The baby was therefore half Portuguese. It was long-established custom among the ruling families of Iberia, whether Portuguese, Castilian, or Aragonese, to name children after their grandparents, and so Isabella was named after the Portuguese side of the family. Several days after his wife gave birth, King Juan sent out messengers to several large cities telling officials the news of the delivery, but he did so in such an offhand way that it has been difficult to determine the exact date. It was probably on April 22nd. In a letter dated April 23rd, sent from Madrid, Juan informed officials in Segovia that his wife had borne a princess, thanks to the grace of our Lord, on the previous Thursday. Archivists are equally unsure where the child was baptized. Royal baptisms tended to be freighted with both political and religious significance. The baptism of an heir to the throne was generally performed with ritual splendor in one of the finest cathedrals in the land. No chronicle reports the king's attendance at this ceremony, however. It was probably held in Madrigal, at the local church of St. Nicholas. The fact that nobody knows where Isabella was baptized underscores the general lack of interest in the baby's arrival. Isabella's birth was in many ways almost a distraction, for her parents were preoccupied by the political intrigue swirling around them. Her father was approaching an acrimonious, fatal parting of the ways with his closest friend and advisor, Álvaro de Luna, a man who was both brilliant and ruthless. Isabella's mother was prodding her husband along toward this split. The consequences were likely to prove significant. Álvaro had orchestrated the marriage between Isabella's parents, possibly after nudging King Juan's first wife along to the afterlife by poisoning her. That first wife, Maria of Aragon, who had once ordered Álvaro de Luna to leave the court, had suddenly developed swollen purple marks all over her body and collapsed. Her sister, an ally who lived in a distant city, died the same week from the same strange affliction. Queen Isabel had reason to believe that she too might be at risk if her actions were seen to be jeopardizing Alvaro's steely grip over her husband and his administration. Yet she sought that outcome nonetheless.